From his screen porch in the woods north of Grand Rapids, Harold Unger can see the tranquil, lily-pad-covered bays of both Big Trout Lake and Little Trout Lake. Most of the land around is a state forest near a preserve set aside for hikers and canoeists. It's almost always quiet here. That faint humming is the sound of the ruby-throated hummingbirds at Unger's bird feeders, not the buzz of jet skis, and Unger would like to keep things just that way.
It just seems like they just don't fit in there, just these two lakes there. That's a semi-friendly area and not too much people on the shoreline. It's just like a snowmobile going on a cross-country ski trail. They just don't fit together.
Unger and most of the other residents on both lakes have signed a petition to have jet skis banned on their lakes. John Rowe, president of a local association of lakeshore property owners, says it's important for the county to preserve a few places where visitors and residents can enjoy some quiet.
You know, we're talking about personal freedoms here, and yeah, they have a personal right to be on the jet skis, but you know, we have a personal right too. Do we want to turn every lake into Minnesota into exactly the same thing? Do we want to all have it as a jet ski racetrack? Well, I don't think so.
The Itasca County proposal, if passed by county commissioners, would be the first local ban on jet skis in Minnesota. On the state level, there is also an effort to restrict their use. Representative Chris Haskamp, whose district includes central Minnesota lakes around Brainerd, introduced a bill last session to ban personal watercraft on a few small, environmentally sensitive lakes and the state's three dozen or so wildlife management lakes. The bill would also require jet skis to operate farther from docks, shorelines, swimmers, and other boats, and restrict early morning and evening use on the weekends. Haskamp says she's responding to a flood of jet ski complaints by her constituents, many of them senior citizens who have retired to the lakes.
They have bought property on quiet lakes, small lakes, and now they're being invaded. And at my county fair, Crow Wing County Fair, many, many people came up and thanked me for my efforts and said, please continue it, don't give up, we need relief, we demand relief. And why can't we have some time of the day to use the lake in a way that we have fun using the lake, and to listen to the loons in the evening and go out in a pontoon boat and sit there and fish? Those are the things they're asking for. Why can't we have a little time as well?
The personal watercraft industry is fighting hard against Haskamp's bill. The two U.S.-based personal watercraft manufacturers, Arctic Cat and Polaris, are both headquartered in Minnesota. Recently, the two companies invited members of the key legislative committees in the jet ski issue to a lake in a Minneapolis suburb to ride a personal watercraft. A dozen lawmakers turned out for the event.
This is your throttle. Kind of when you take off, just squeeze it a little. It doesn't take much. Yeah, and you just slowly ease it on.
Okay.
A half dozen or so lawmakers, each with a guide, fire up their engines one by one and head off from shore. Greg Stolpitz and his two brothers are standing on the dock. They jet ski on this lake every chance they get, which is how they happen to be here today for the spectacle.
That's the Cadillac. That's the limousine.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe the 780. That's the big daddy.
Greg's brother bought a personal watercraft in July. Now Greg plans to buy one, too.
You'd have to drive one in order to even, you know, imagine what it's like.
Well, what's so great about it? Well, I mean, for somebody that hasn't ridden, like, you know, what is so great about it?
Just the feeling of being open on the water, being in control, you know, all by yourself. The scenery, you know, the wind blowing in your face. Of course, if you want to do tricks, you can do that, or you can do an obstacle course like this. It's exhilarating. That's the word that I was looking for. It's kind of like being on a ride at Valley Fair, you know, like the roller coaster. You get that sort of feeling that makes you want to get back on it again.
More than 25,000 personal watercraft are registered in Minnesota, nearly double the number 3 years ago. Industry representatives and jet sport groups say restricting jet ski use would unfairly cut access to recreation to the many Minnesotans who have chosen the sport. They say most noise complaints and safety problems are caused by a few irresponsible riders, and the solution is more education and better enforcement of existing laws. Arctic Cat president Chris Toomey says the industry is working hard to make quieter machines, but the real answer to the noise problem is greater public tolerance.
These are a new product. People have to get accustomed to them. They have to get used to them. They haven't heard this noise before. They haven't heard, seen the use of this product. And they will over time. Just like we've become accustomed to other things, we'll become accustomed to it.
Toomey says he expects conflicts over jet skis will die down the way the same kind of conflicts over snowmobiles did in the 1960s and 70s. Maury Mickelson, vice president of the Crow Wing County Lakes and Rivers Alliance, a coalition of more than 30 lake associations, disagrees.
The uproar is gaining every day. The objections are becoming more and more and more. And at some point or other, whether it's when there's 30,000 in the state or whether when there's 50,000 in the state, but at some figure it is going to become so objectionable that everybody you talk to will be complaining about it.
Mickelson says his group will push hard for the Haskamp legislation, but if that stalls, they'll also work for local regulations. For example, getting jet skis banned on lakes smaller than 75 acres if 75% of landowners agree. Jet ski bans have a growing number of precedents in other states. Hawaii has classified jet skis as thrill craft and banned them from some coastal waters during the whale calving season. In California, the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary severely restricted personal watercraft use because of the threat posed to sea otters and other users of the 4,000 square mile sanctuary. The county encompassing the San Juan Islands off the coast of Washington banned jet skis, lost a court challenge by the industry, and has now appealed to the state Supreme Court. In Vermont, a prohibition on personal watercraft on lakes smaller than 300 acres went into effect this spring. Officials in Lake Tahoe in California plan to ban jet skis from the lake beginning in 1999. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.